And now, Coco Enterprises presents How to Talk to Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
So I guess, do you remember like back in the early 90s, you know, McDonald's is still pretty big, but back in the early 90s, McDonald's was a pretty big thing. Do you ever remember having like a Big Mac or anything like that, John?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most people did, right? And the thing that made McDonald's successful is they're like, look, yeah, we have a short menu. You pick one of the things on it and we give it to you as it is. Mm-hmm. And then a little while later, Burger King came out with their have it your way kind of thing, whereas if you don't like what McDonald's gives you, we'll let you customize your burger. So the point is that customization has been around for a while. You can customize cars, you can customize your guitar, you can customize your food. But in the financial industry, especially with mutual funds and ETFs, the ability to customize your holdings or your portfolio really hasn't been around that long. Until about recently, they came up with a way where you can customize your portfolio, and that's what we're talking about today.
Right. So in the financial world, basically it's like getting a Big Mac, but if you don't like onions, you can just order a Big Mac without onions, and it's still a perfectly fine Big Mac.
Exactly.
You don't have to go. Well, I guess now it's like Burger King exists in the financial world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can call it a Whopper or you can call it a Big Mac.
Exactly. Yeah, but you still get what you want.
It's close enough. Yeah. So what we're talking about is direct indexing. And this is basically the financial industry's fancy way of saying we're gonna let you customize the holdings in your account.
Right. Now let's talk about an index. We talked about this on the show before, I think a couple times, John, but basically an index is just a group of stocks. Now you never buy an index, you buy an index fund. So in the case of like the S&P 500, very common index, stock index, 500 of the largest companies in the US, with an index fund, basically you hire a fund manager to track those stocks and they'll rebalance it according to what the index is doing. But the thing is, when you buy shares like a mutual fund or an ETF, you're just buying shares of that index fund.
That's right.
You can't, whether you like some of the companies, don't like some of the companies, you have no choice.
That's right.
But with direct indexing, you do have a choice.
That's right. Because it started with where people used to just hold like a few stocks in your portfolio. And then everybody was like, why can't we just hold all the stocks? And so they created these funds so you could just hold one share of like the S&P 500 and have representation in all 500 stocks. Now we're swinging back the other way and we're like, why can't we just hold all 500 stocks in our portfolio without the fund? And that's what direct indexing is. And so we basically take a fund, like Drew said, like the S&P 500 fund, but instead of holding shares of the fund, we just go out and buy all 500 stocks in the same allocation that fund would have.
Exactly. So, you know, you might have exposure to the S&P 500 with like ticker symbol VOO, SPY, IVV, but instead you're going to have 500 stocks in your brokerage account.
That's right. Yeah. So instead of having one share of like VOO or the S&P 500 fund, you now have 500 stocks. So there's gonna be a lot of scrolling when you look at your account. Yeah.
So that's direct indexing, and there's some pros, some cons. We'll go through that now. But the biggest pro is probably the customization.
Yeah.
Is some folks they like investing, but based on their beliefs or their values, they don't like some companies within these large indexes. And indexes can get pretty big. You have the Russell 1000, the Wilshire 5000. And of those 5,000 stocks, maybe there's a handful you just don't agree with and you don't want to have exposure to them. Well, now you can just eliminate those. You can have the Drew Coco Wilshire 4,500.
Yeah, right.
And that's my direct index having exposure to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the past we've had clients who are like, I want to own every stock in the S&P 500 except like oil companies. Or one client did not want to own Amazon. I want 499 companies except for Amazon. It's like, and before we couldn't do that, but now with direct indexing, you can own everything except Amazon if you want to. So that's kind of the beauty of the direct indexing. It's like, it's highly customizable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the other benefits is the tax efficiency. So a lot of people, they hold the S&P 500 index fund, so that VOO, kind of like Drew talked about. And what happens is that it appreciates in value, obviously, like as we would want it to, over the years. But then you have capital gains that if you want to sell this in a taxable account, you have to realize some capital gains. But at the start of this year, the S&P 500 was up about 7%, but that was only because eight companies were basically pushed it up 8%. If they did something called like an equal weighted S&P 500, where each company represents the same amount, the index would have only been up 0.8%. So only eight companies were responsible for the entire index being up 7%. So if you're an investor who's highly tax sensitive, you would relish, you know, the idea of going in and being able to sell some of those losing companies to offset some of the gains of those 8 best performing stocks.
Exactly. And now you have the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the idea behind the tax loss harvesting is basically to sell losing investments. Now, your losing investments can offset capital gains. So you can sell some winners, sell some losers, call it a wash. For higher net worth individuals or tax sensitive individuals, this is a very, very powerful tool.
Right.
Where you can customize it and you can choose what taxes you're paying, at least get close to the benchmark that you're aiming for.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a huge, if you're really tax sensitive, that is a huge tool. One of the other pros about direct indexing is the transparency of it. So sometimes when you have these S&P 500 funds, you know, you don't really know who's managing it. You don't know what their methodology is for allocating stocks to it. You don't know how fees are taken out of the accounts. And with direct indexing, you know, because you do this yourself or you have a professional manager that you know do this for you, you know everything about the methodology. You know how fees are taken out of the account. You know how, you know, the money's allocated and which funds are bought and sold and when. So you have a lot of transparency into how this is all managed.
Exactly. And probably the final pro is there's reduced fund expenses or no fund expenses in some cases. Mm-hmm. Now, when you buy an ETF or shares of a mutual fund, there's usually some expense ratios attached to that. An expense ratio is just a fee based on the size of that fund. And they pull those fees out of the value of the fund on a daily basis, but it does eat into your overall return potential.
Yeah.
So if you did this yourself and you created a direct index in your investment account, you would pay no expenses. You would be the fund manager.
Yeah.
Now, some people do dole this work out to professionals or direct indexing firm, and they can do it for you for a fee as well.
Yeah.
But as far as the fees associated with ETFs and mutual funds, non-existent.
Yeah. So in this case, you would know exactly who you're paying to do that, and you get rid of those fees that go along with it. But as you can see, is that there are some definite benefits of doing this, but there's also, you can see from having to hold at least 500 stocks or 1,000 stocks in your portfolio, there might be some drawbacks.
Some of the benefits are actually drawbacks.
Yeah, right. And so when we get back, we'll kind of talk about some of the drawbacks of direct indexing.
Tools are new at Lowe's, pros. Lowe's knows you want top brands and quality products, and Klein Tools delivers. Right now, get the Klein 3-piece ModBox mobile workstation for $319.94 and the Klein 5-piece cushion grip screwdriver set for just $34.97, both exclusively at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein Tools, the highest quality tool brand, at Lowe's. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros.
Want to keep your hands busy and your mind sharp? Visit Doug at the Sewing Center. Doug can show you all the amazing things these new Singer, Pfaff, and Husqvarna Viking machines can do, or fix and tune up your existing one. They have a wide range of high-quality Singer, Pfaff, Husqvarna Viking sewing machines and accessories that will bring your creativity to life. The Sewing Center is off South Meridian Road next to Bud Blocks. Remember, see Doug at the Sewing Center, proudly serving the Valley for over 30 years, carrying the industry-leading Singer, Pfaff, Husqvarna Viking sewing machines.
Let's return to How to Talk with Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
Okay, so we've been talking about direct indexing, and we certainly talked about the benefits of it. But as we pointed out, you know, having 500 individual stocks in your account or 1,000 individual stocks in your account could potentially create some problems.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of those problems is just complexity.
Yeah.
Managing a portfolio of hundreds or thousands of stocks can be extremely time consuming, and just navigating your statements is going to be a challenge. So you're going to be scrolling through pages and pages and pages of stocks. So it gets complex very fast.
It gets complex. You have to have a plan. You have to, you be able to see, like, zoom back and see the 35,000 foot view of what it is you're trying to do when you have so much stuff in your portfolio. The next one is that you can't chip in like $100 every month into a direct indexing account, because that $100 may buy you one stock of one company, but basically is that if you're starting off with smaller account sizes, this is going to be next to impossible, because I think you have to have like 30 to 50,000 to buy like one share of each stock of the S&P 500, and if you have that, you can't just put in like $50 or $100 every month. You have to have a lot of capital to be able to make this work efficiently. And so one of the biggest drawbacks to people is that you have to have at least 100,000. That's like the absolute bare minimum A lot of firms have about a $250,000 minimum, but the ones that we've, when we talked to Vanguard and Schwab about it, the ones where it's most efficient is that if you get up into the, you know, the million, 2 million range, then you're able to execute like a well-diversified portfolio without any problems.
Absolutely. Another drawback is, kind of goes without say, but increased record keeping and potential for larger tax forms. Now, owning all these individual stocks means that investors have to keep track of all these individual stocks, the sells, the buys, the dividends. If you're doing the tax loss harvesting yourself, that can be a bit tricky. Now, there are platforms and brokerage houses that can do this for you,
right,
for a fee. So that can take a lot of the pressure off. But the tax forms is kind of a biggie. This is where some folks get hung up. And when your 1099 looks more like a ream of hammer mill paper, less like a 1099 form, it's, I like to see what, tax preparers and CPAs think about about this.
You might want to give your CPA a heads up before you slide this across the counter to them.
You might want to buy them a fruit basket, too, after they get done.
And maybe print it off for them, so then that being like, hey, why are we going through so much paper? Yeah, because your tax forms are going to be large because they have to list each one of those individual stocks on it. And I was kind of hoping when you did direct indexing, they would just consolidate it down, like just show like, hey, here's your direct indexing account and summarize it. But
we were kind of disappointed.
They don't do that. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. So that's one of the drawbacks of it. So there's certainly some benefits to it. And then, again, kind of the drawbacks is that some people consider this a drawback, but I mean, a lot of people who do this, often they hire a professional to do it for them. And it depends how you look at this. I mean, that could be a good thing, but at the same time, you're going to have to pay them something to manage this portfolio for you. So a lot of times these are really complex. You have a lot of money in there, and the people doing this don't often want to take the time to do the tax loss harvesting themselves and do all the record keeping and stuff like that. Plus, advisors have, we have some pretty sophisticated software that can, help us do this efficiently. So, usually you're going to have somebody help you do this instead of just doing it on your own.
It's definitely for a specific type of individual, really higher net worth, or at least access to a higher amount of capital.
Yeah.
If you really believe in the in picking and choosing the stocks, or you want to customize it, get some of those stocks out of there, and tax efficiency is the name of the game for you. Otherwise, this is just another arrow in our quiver as investors. It's a good thing. Yeah. If it's not for you, no big deal. But if it is for you, there's certainly a lot of benefits.
That's right. Yeah, and if it's one of these things where, it may not be for a lot of people, but for those who are like the people that Drew just mentioned, it could be a potential game changer for you in saving taxes and just being able to invest in things that you philosophically believe in.
Yeah, but if you're curious and if you think you're one of those individuals, talk to your CPA, talk to your investment advisor, or call your brokerage house and ask them about direct indexing opportunities.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's indexing.
Direct indexing.
So when I'm looking at the S&P 500 and thinking, ooh, we're indexed, Jennifer. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, but when you're looking at the S&P 500, you're like, I'm going to have to pay a lot of taxes, or I wish I don't have to invest in, state your company here. Direct indexing can help you customize it. So some people don't like Amazon, defense, oil, there's all kinds of things.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you for joining us for Coco Enterprises, How to Talk to Your Advisor. We'll be here next Thursday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page or online at kgez.com.